Good afternoon. This program is intended for a print-impaired audience and is brought to you by Audio Journal. Welcome to An Older Voice, which today will bring you the Senior Scoop, the newsletter for the Worcester Senior Center for the month of May of 2026. This program is sponsored by the Memorial Foundation for the Blind and the Massachusetts Commission for the Blind. And this is Eileen reading to you this afternoon. So the Senior Scoop, the Worcester Senior Center, 128 Providence Street in Worcester. The phone is 508-799-1232. The City of Worcester does not discriminate in its programs and activities on the basis of age, color, gender, expression, identity, genetic information, marital status, national origin, physical or mental disability, pregnancy, race, religion, sex, sexual orientation, or veteran status as applicable. The Division of Elder Affairs, the Worcester Senior Center, will provide auxiliary aids and services in written materials and alternative formats and reasonable modifications in policies and procedures to persons with disabilities upon advance request to the Operations Director at 508-799-1232. Extension 48012, that's extension 48012, or ADA Coordinator Disabilities at WorcesterMA.gov. And to begin, we have the May features, how I-290 reshaped a neighborhood and what we can do now, coffee and history, Tuesday, May 5, from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. Hear from local historians, view historic images, and join community conversation. Before there was a highway, there was a neighborhood. The MCPHS Pharmacy Outreach Program is Wednesday, May 13, 10 to 11:30 a.m. Learn how the pharmacy outreach program can help you afford your medication, have access to prescription coverage, and serve as a reliable source of drug information. Lunch is courtesy of the Executive Office of Aging and Independence Meal and Cultural Meal. Call 508-799-8070. And entertainment will be by Jim Perry and Johnny Bluehorn. Next, meet with the MCPHS licensed pharmacist on Monday, May 18, from 9 to 11:45 a.m. Bring a list of your daily medications, including over-the-counter products, herbal supplements, and vitamins for a complete medication review. Please call 508-799-1232 to schedule an appointment. Next, we have the Mind Spa Wellness Clinic on Wednesday, May 20, from 12:30 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. In honor of Mental Health Awareness Month, join Beth Harden, NP, who will promote the mental health and general well-being of the local population and beyond. And then we have the programs and events for the month under Arts and Crafts. Berg Flower Arranging is Wednesday, May 13, with a class from 1 to 2 and another from 2 to 3 p.m. A $20 fee is required. Make and take home a Mother's Day arrangement. Call 508-799-1232 to sign up. Crafts with Maureen Carlos is Tuesday, May 6, May 13, May 20 and May 27, from 10 to 11:30 a.m. There is a $5 fee. Call 508-799-1232 to register, and the project is jewelry making. Bemis Farm is Wednesday, May 11, from 1 to 2:30 p.m. Create a culinary herb bowl. There is a $25 fee. Crochet and knit for fun. Wednesdays from 12:30 to 2:30 p.m. Learn Zentangle with Shirley on Thursday, May 14, from 12:30 to 2 p.m. Call 508-799-1232 to sign up. Watercolors with Elio Sonsini is on Fridays from 1 to 3:30 p.m. All are welcome. Bring your own supplies. A free Mother's Day craft is on Thursday, May 7th, from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. Join Senior Center staff to create a simple decoupage plate. Space is limited, so register at 508-799-1232. The Retired Friends Club of Greendale, Inc. Chorus is Wednesday, May 6th, from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. Enjoy Broadway and sing-alongs, patriotic songs, and familiar hymns. Please join us. Under Fun and Games, we have Trivia with Marsha on Friday, May 22, from 10 to 11:30 a.m. Play Cornhole on Mondays from 2:30 to 4 p.m. A fun lawn game open to all. The pitch tournament is Mondays from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. Card writing is Monday, May 11, 10:30 to 11:15 a.m. Join us to write a card and pick some up or share ideas. Scrabble is Mondays from 1 to 3:15 p.m. Mahjong, Wednesdays, 9 to 11:30 a.m. Billiards for Women is Wednesdays, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Acting class, Wednesdays, 2 to 4 p.m. To register, call 508-799-1232. The Worcester Senior Center Book Club, The War Girls by V.S. Alexander, is Thursday, May 21, from 1 to 2 p.m. Ping Pong is Thursdays, 1 to 4 p.m., and Dominoes is Fridays, from 9 to 11:30 a.m. Ballroom Dancing is Fridays, from 12 to 1 p.m., with a $3 fee. Friday Flicks is Fridays at 1 o'clock. Free movies and snacks. For movie listings, call 508-799-1232 or pick one up at the front desk. Also be aware that the pool table is available for pickup games Monday to Friday, with the exception of the Wednesday class from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Hi, my name's Owen Devlin, and this is my story. When my doctor told me I was losing my vision, I was devastated. I worried about my future. How would I attend college, find a great job, start a family, or even travel around my own neighborhood? Luckily, my doctor also told me about the Mass Commission for the Blind. They connected me and my family to a counselor who helped us to set a vision for my future, one that included assistive technology to allow me to go to school and find a meaningful job, a white cane to help me navigate, and even tips on how to use Google Maps on my mobile phone. I found out that losing my vision wasn't the end of the world.
If your loved one is blind or visually impaired, find out if they are eligible to register for services. Call 1-800-392-6450 or visit mass.gov/MCB. That's 1-800-392-6450 or visit mass.gov/MCB.
Next, we have more May features. Author Talk with Marie LeClaire is Monday, May 18, from 10 to 11 a.m. Marie LeClaire, a local author, returns to talk about writing, publishing, and creating in the new tech world. Come ask questions, remove barriers, and get motivated to write that novel, memoir, cookbook, self-help guide, or anything else you have cooking in your imagination, and bring a friend. The Fraud Squad, the Senior Center Skits, is Wednesday, May 20, from 10 to 11:30 a.m. Scammers are getting smarter. Are you prepared? Join us for a live, in-person Fraud Squad performance, where senior volunteers bring real scams to life. Learn how scams unfold, spot red flags, and understand the pressure tactics scammers use. Leave feeling informed, confident, and ready to say no. The acting class is Wednesday, May 27, from 10 to 11:30 a.m. Come watch your favorite senior center actors perform. And that's the acting class play is Wednesday, May 27, from 10 to 11:30 a.m. Author talk and book signing with Kerry Pestali is Friday, May 29th, from 10 to 11 a.m. Join us for a heartfelt and uplifting author talk with writer Kerry, who will share her personal journey from her new memoir, Journey Through the Sea, a short cancer memoir. Kerry's story offers strength, inspiration, and connection. And next, under May Health and Wellness, we have Outdoor Walking Club, kickoff Thursday, May 7th from 9 to 10 a.m. Join our walking club family. Jenny Lynch leads the group in a quick stretch, and then the walk at Gaskill Field begins. Our goals are friendship, fun, and staying healthy by walking. T-shirts available for new walkers only. Sign up for one at the front desk. Prizes and incentives are given. The more you walk, the more you earn. The FitLock kickoff is Friday, starting Friday, May 1, from 9 to 9:40 a.m. Join fitness instructor Rhonda Hamer at the Outdoor Fitness Park, located at the Worcester Senior Center front entrance. What is a fit lot? It's an outdoor fitness park designed for all ages and abilities. If it rains, class is canceled. Beginner Tai Chi with Master Dancer Ro is Wednesday, 2:45 to 3:45 p.m., starting Wednesday, May 13. Tai Chi is a gentle, low-impact, moving meditation originating from China that combines slow, fluid movements with deep breathing and mental focus. Ideal for all fitness levels, it boosts balance, flexibility, and stress reduction without requiring equipment. Advanced Tai Chi is on Wednesdays from 1:30 to 2:30 p.m., beginning on Wednesday, May 13. But the prerequisite is the beginner Tai Chi class. Worcester Fitness, located in the Worcester Senior Center. Worcester Fitness is a fitness center especially designed for you. Membership at the Senior Center is required to join. Worcester Fitness, exciting programs and classes. We invite you to drop by our fitness facility for a full tour and to start your membership process. The hours are Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And the following exercise classes are free due to a donation by a very generous donor, the Executive Office of Aging in Independence. So it starts with Dance Fit for You, Mondays and Fridays from 9 to 9:45 a.m. Ready and Steady Fall Prevention Balance Class is Mondays, 11:45 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Chair Yoga is Mondays from 1 to 1:45 p.m. Joe Fish Fitness is Tuesdays, 9 to 10 a.m. and Thursdays, 10 to 11 a.m. Osteo Fitness Maintenance. The prerequisite is the Osteo Beginner, but the fitness maintenance is Tuesdays from 9 to 10 a.m. and Fridays 10 to 11 a.m. Somatic movement is Thursdays 9:45 to 10:30 a.m. Cheer volleyball is Tuesdays 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. Functional flow is Tuesdays 3:30 to 4:15 p.m. The outdoor walking club is Thursdays 9 to 10 a.m. Dance fusion is Thursdays 3:30 to 4:15 p.m. Seated stretch, core, and strength is Fridays 11:15 to 12 p.m. And drumming is 1 to 2 p.m.
Hi, the Bay State Council of the Blind has available free Braille copies of a new publication from the CDC. It's entitled COVID-19 Vaccination Guidance, and this one-volume publication focuses on information about the vaccines and vaccine safety. To get your free copy, send your name and mailing address to kim.charlson@perkins.org. That's kim.charlson@perkins.org.
Interested in taking the bus but aren't sure how? Let the Worcester Regional Transit Authority make it easier for you. The WRTA Travel Training Program is designed to help people who would like to use the regular WRTA fixed route bus service but aren't sure where to begin. You can receive instruction on a one-on-one basis, or you may bring a friend or relative and do it together. You decide. You will learn how to read a schedule, understand transit terminology, pay your fare, where to purchase tickets, what to do in case of an emergency, and all things having to do with learning to use public transit. If there is a particular route or routes that you would like to use, the travel trainer will tailor the training to meet your needs. Travel training is free of charge, and while you are with the travel trainer, your trips are free as well. Please call 508-453-3460 to set up an appointment today.
Next, under screening, talks, and health services, Coffee with the Doc is Tuesday, May 12th from 10:15 to 11:15 a.m. The Pivot Point Home Care Services Monthly Blood Pressure Clinic is Wednesday, May 13, from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. The Monthly Blood Pressure Clinic with Fallon Health is Monday, May 18, from 10:15 to 11:15 a.m. Jack's Group for Men Over 65, Navigating the Journey of Aging. For more information, call Jack Bonina, LICSW, at 508-981-8566. That's 508-981-8566. The Better Breathing Workshop is Tuesday, May 12th, from 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. Mindful Meditation is on Mondays from 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. Medication Take Back is drop-off Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And next, we have the Multicultural Groups. the African American Social Group meets Thursdays from 10 to 2 p.m. Call 508-799-1232 for information. The Chinese Social Group, contact Wei Shi at 508-799-1232 at extension 48014. The Vietnamese Social Group meets on Thursdays from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. The contact person is Lian Li. And again, call 508-799-1232, extension 48006. The Brazilian Social Group, call Christina Oliveira at 508-799-1232 at extension 48003. The Latino Social Group meets on Wednesdays from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. For more information, contact Jose Cure, 508-799-1232, extension 48007. And the Arabic Social Group, the number is 744-253-2162 or OAB Delgadir, that's D-E-L-G-A-D-I-R, at Accentria.org.
You say you love a good book, that you enjoy listening to a good story that piques your interest, which challenges your imagination to explore places where it has never gone before? If so, then Audio Journal's Backyard Bookshelf is for you. Backyard Bookshelf is Audio Journal's award-winning book reading program that always has a local flavor, featuring books about New England, as well as books written by local authors or native New Englanders, be it fiction or nonfiction. So join us, won't you? Just tune in every Friday at 4 p.m. and enjoy. That's Backyard Bookshelf, a production of Audio Journal. Would you like to hear news from Blackstone Valley and Webster that you're not likely to hear on commercial television or radio? Then tune into Audio Journal every Thursday at 5 p.m.
Next, we have services and support. Under the Caregiver's Corner, we have Time to Care Respite Program that is Wednesdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's a program for individuals living with dementia and their caregivers. For more information and to register, call 508-799-1232. Space is limited. The Memory Cafe will resume in September. The Caregiver Support Group will meet on Wednesday, May 20, from 10:15 to 11:30 a.m. Caregivers join to receive emotional and social support, build a support system, and exchange information on challenges, situations, and solutions. This group is for spouses and other family members caring for someone with memory loss. For more information, contact Anna Christina Oliveira at 508-799-1232 or oliveraac at worcesterma.gov. The Al-Anon Family Group Meeting is every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Does someone's drinking bother you? Al-Anon Family Groups offer understanding and support for people affected by a family member or friend's alcohol use. New in-person meeting, open to everyone, no cost, no registration, and confidential. For information, you can go to alanonma.org or call 508-366-0556. That's 508-366-0556, and you can call from 9 to 4 p.m. Massage by Amanda. Excuse me. Amanda is a licensed massage therapist, Wednesdays from 9:30 to 3:30, and on Friday, May 8th, from 9:30 to 2:30 p.m. For more information, appointment, time, and fee, call 774-262-1189. So for information, appointment, time, and fee, call 774-262-1189. And then we have support services. For advocacy information, services, transportation, and application assistance, call 508-799-1232. And ask to speak to a senior service assistant. The bereavement group meets on Tuesday, May 12th, from 9:30 to 11 a.m. Share and express your grief, sadness, and loss. Ask questions about the grieving process. And explore ways to find hope and foster resilience. The Vet to Vet Cafe meets on Tuesday, May 12th, from 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. To join, call Dawn McCoy at 508-320-3080 or email dawn.mccoy@ascendhealth.com. That's Dawn McCoy at 508-320-3080. The Massachusetts Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired Low Vision Support Group will meet on Friday, May 15, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Call 508-854-0700 for more information. That's 508-854-0700. The Consumer Rights Tip. Tips to improve your password safety practices. Use strong passwords, at least 16 characters containing numbers, uppercase and lowercase letters, and special characters. Use unique passphrases instead of single words. Never use personal information or information that is connected to you. Never use the same password for multiple accounts. And use a password manager. And next we have senior services and more. We have free legal consultation with attorney Michael Gorman, Elizabeth Newton, and Anthony Vigliotti. Call 508-799-1232 to schedule an appointment. SHINE, serving the health information needs of everyone eligible for Medicare. The SHINE program provides health insurance counseling. Spanish and Vietnamese interpretation is available. Call 508-799-1232 to request an appointment with SHINE volunteer Hazel Norse. If you are turning 65 and going on Medicare, visit www.shinema.org. Medicare saving programs in Massachusetts. For those who qualify based on income, the MassHealth buy-in programs assist with paying Medicare premiums and may also help pay for Medicare deductibles, coinsurance, and co-payments. Those who qualify are also eligible for extra help with prescription costs under Medicare Part D. If your income is at or below the amounts listed, you may qualify for help from one of several Medicare saving programs. For an individual, $2,935 per month. For married couples, it's $3,966 per month. Senior property tax relief. Are you a Worcester senior citizen who owns property? The Senior Property Tax Abatement Program could help you save money on your property taxes. Eligibility requirements, age 60 or older. Worcester resident income limitations apply. Limited availability, apply now. Go to www.worcestermagov.com/finance/taxes. That's worcestermagov.com/finances/taxes. And under additional services, we have the WRTA transportation. Two WRTA routes service the Worcester Senior Center. Route number one travels on Providence Street and stops in front of the Senior Center. Route 11 operates on the Vernon Street side of the Senior Center. With a WRTA disability or senior ID, cost is free at this time. For more info, call the WRTA customer service at 508-453-3462. That's 508-453-3462. The Worcester Public Library outreach is Thursday, May 21, from 9 to 10 a.m. Learn about the Worcester Public Library programs, get help with e-books and e-readers, learn about Braille, recorded books, and get an events calendar. Ask about the AutoLend kiosk. The Worcester Public Library Libby visits on Thursday, May 21, from 2 to 2:30 p.m. Senior Swim at Girls, Inc. is Tuesdays from 1 to 2:30 p.m. No registration is necessary. 55 plus, drop in for $8 or a monthly $50 fee. Any questions? Call 508-755-6455. That's 508-755-6455. The City of Worcester Public Notice. The Citizen Advisory Council is seeking volunteers to fill vacancies on various city board commissions. For more info, go to www.worcestermagov.com/boards-commissions or call 508-799-1175. That's 508-799-1175. Applicants from underrepresented groups are encouraged to apply.
When someone you know is struggling with vision loss, it can be challenging. But the Mass Commission for the Blind is here to help. We'll connect them to resources that will help them plan for the future with new skills and assistive technology. Find out if they're eligible to register for services. Call 1-800-392-6450 or visit mass.gov/MCB. That's 1-800-392-6450 or visit mass.gov/MCB.
Hello. A lot of people are familiar with various assistance programs that provide support for folks with disabilities, money troubles, or food insecurity. But did you know there's one organization which does good work on all three fronts? Welcome to the Department of Transitional Assistance. The DTA serves 1 in 7 residents of the Commonwealth with direct economic assistance like cash benefits and SNAP food assistance, as well as workforce training opportunities. Those served by the department include children, elders, and people with disabilities. And despite the misconceptions you might have heard, many of those who receive benefits from the government work regularly and are gainfully employed. The DTA mission is to assist and empower low-income individuals and families to meet their basic needs, to improve their quality of life, and achieve long-term economic self-sufficiency. The DTA assistance line is open from 8:15 a.m. to 4:45 p.m. That number is 877-382-2363. 877-382-2363.
Under virtual programming and tech tip, donuts and decisions. A workshop for making a personal healthcare plan includes getting started took kit, healthcare proxy, personal directive, which is a living will, an introduction to the next steps toolkit to build on your plan. Somatic movement class. Do you have chronic muscle tension? Somatic movement classes are very gentle movements that teach your body how to release muscle tension. They allow for greater freedom of movement, increased range of motion, and improved balance, taught by Emily Constan, certified essential somatics movement teacher. Then there is seated yoga. Join Jean Rogers, certified yoga instructor. Seated yoga to help build flexibility and strength, improve balance and posture while learning how to manage stress. And then there is the tech tip. Simplify your Samsung smartphone. Samsung smartphones now have a built-in easy mode. Found under settings, go to display to easy mode. This increases icon size, boosts contrast, which improves readability, and lengthens the touch and hold delay to prevent accidental actions. And finally, we have the Friends of the Worcester Senior Center. The fun trips return Thursday, May 21, Wright's Chicken Farm and Wright's Dairy Farm. You are in for a culinary treat at Rhode Island's award-winning Wright's All-You-Can-Eat Farm. Besides the best chicken on the East Coast, our lunch consists of salad, pasta, rolls, and French fries. Save room because we also get coffee and ice cream. After lunch, our next stop is to the Wright's Dairy Farm. Purchase a variety of the most delicious farm-to-table treats that are made on the premises. With cows on site, try the fresh coffee milk. The modern bus departs the senior center rear lot at 9:30 a.m. and returns about 4 p.m. The total cost per person that includes the bus, the driver's tip, lunch tax, and tip is $57. And next, on Monday, June 22, the 26th Annual Hampton Beach Sand Sculpting Classic. International artists compete for building incredible sand sculptures, so bring your camera, get some sun or shade to dip your toes in the Atlantic Ocean, enjoy fast and fancy foods, funky shops, and more. Reserve your seat soon. After its complete renovation, this is not your mama's Hampton Beach. Book early, as this was a sellout last year. Modern bus departs the senior center rear lot at 7:30 a.m. and returns at approximately 5 p.m. the total cost per person for bus and driver's tip is $45. And you can bring your registration with your full payment, cash or check only, for one or more trips to the Friends office, or mail it to Friends of Worcester Senior Center, 128 Providence Street, Box 3, Worcester, Massachusetts. Be sure to include the number of people and the $57 or $45 for each person attending.
Would you like to hear news from Auburn, Grafton, Millbury, and Sutton that you're not likely to hear on commercial television or radio? Then tune in to Audio Journal every Monday at 5 p.m.
What's your vision?
My vision's 20/200.
Light perception in the right eye and zero vision in the left eye.
20/200 at best on my left eye, and on my right eye, I cannot.
No, I mean, what's your vision?
My goal is to become a journalist.
To be able to work.
Financial independence.
My vision is employment opportunities for all, including people with disabilities.
My vision is for all of my students to dream big.
That he become fully independent.
For my patients to live their best lives.
What's your vision?
What's your vision?
What is your vision?
At the Massachusetts Commission for the Blind, our vision is clear. We believe that all people who are blind or visually impaired should have the opportunity to work and thrive. To learn how we can help you meet your employment or workforce goals, call 800-392-6450 or visit mass.gov/mcb.
And next from the AARP magazine, first we have an interview with Marla Gibbs, known for her role as the sarcastic maid Florence on the beloved sitcom The Jeffersons. The actor, 94, talks about her troubled childhood and working for United Airlines and the joy of forgiving. Under early spunk, my older sister was my grandmother's favorite, and she gave her a candy. But if I asked for something, she'd say there wasn't any more. I knew there was more, so I'd say, yes, there is. And then I'd get my butt whipped. Humor is a defense. I was knock-kneed and pigeon-toed, and the other kids would make fun of me. But I'd just laugh with them, so I wasn't fun to make fun of, and that ended it. From Margaret to Maria, when I got the job on the Jeffersons, I thought about star names like Betty Davis and Joan Crawford. My given name, Margaret, seemed like too many syllables to Marie. Maria, I just like that name. Actually, it isn't Maria, it's Marla. Keeping her day job after snagging the Jefferson gig. It felt good, but you never know what's going to happen with a TV show. I had been a reservation agent at United Airlines for more than 10 years at that point. I got unlimited passes, and I thought, I'm not giving them up. So I stayed at United Airlines a couple more years. Light camera and action. Sherman Hemsley, who played George, was so quiet when I first did a reading with him, I thought, boy, is that all that he's going to give me? But when those cameras came on, a whole other man showed up. Wisdom from a mother of three. To be a parent, you remember what you didn't have as a child, and you remember what you wanted, and then you try to give that to your children. How to let go. God says forgive. When you do, it erases it. You're free of it. When I left my abusive husband, I fixed the house up for his girlfriend, and I left everything I thought she would need. So I wasn't doing anything to anybody. I was just taking myself out of there. Work is life. As long as I'm working, I'm feeling like 30. So I hope I never stop. And if I do, it'll be time for me to make the transition.
You are listening to Audio Journal, part of the Massachusetts Audio Information Network. Thanks for listening. We have more programming coming up next.
People with disabilities adapt on a daily basis. They're people you want on your team. And at the Mass Commission for the Blind, we're here to help you find blind and visually impaired professionals to help you reach your organizational goals. Call 1-800-392-6450 or visit mass.gov/MCB to learn how you can become an employer partner for the blindness community. That's 1-800-392-6450 or visit mass.gov/MCB.
Now we have Fit for Life. One move can help adults 70 plus avoid falls. As we get older, muscle strength and balance naturally diminish, and one fall can change your entire life. But there's a simple, powerful fix that can put you back on solid ground. It's an exercise that checks a lot of boxes and is something you can do anywhere and anytime. The farmer's carry, where you pick up a weight in each hand and adjust your posture and walk. It strengthens your grip, improves your stability, challenges your balance, builds bone density, and will elevate your heart rate, says Jocelyn Wittstein, an orthopedic surgeon at Duke University. All the things we need to maintain independence as we age, and here is her plan. 1, stand with a light weight in each hand, the light weights being 5 to 10 pounds. Stand tall, shoulders back, core engaged, and that's important, to shoulders back and core engaged. Walk for 5 to 10 seconds at a normal pace, focusing on keeping your back straight. Do not let the weight pull your shoulders forward, and do not let the dumbbells rest on your thighs as you walk. Do 3 sets 3 times a week. Focusing on posture is more important than how heavy your weights are. As your endurance improves, gradually increase the weight you carry with each hand. Try to work your way up to carrying loads of 45 to 60 seconds, but remember to always focus on your posture as you walk. It's easy to incorporate the farmer's carry into your life, and it's a small step toward being independent and mobile for years to come. And the next article is Caring in My 70s, Looking After My Centenarian Mother and My Disabled Husband Taught Me These 5 Lessons. Reaching 70 can come with unexpected challenges. For me, that meant spending a significant chunk of my early 70s as the caregiver for my mother, who was fit but often confused from the effects of dementia until she passed away. And until recently, I was also caring for my disabled husband, who was mentally aware but unable to walk by my side. Sadly, he passed away last year. I never imagined that in my 8th decade I would be an expert on hospital beds or the durability of pill crushes, but I learned a lot about coping mechanisms, and I hope these tips can help others who are caregivers in later life. 1, ask for help. I realized I needed more help. What I didn't realize was that family and friends were waiting for me to reach out to them. Once I did, they showed up, easing my burden. And believe me, no one can do this alone. 2, keep friends close. Once a month, I try to spend an entire day or at least a night out with my friends. I can count on my girlfriends to bring laughter and comfort into my life. 3, sneak in me time. Stress wreaks havoc. On days when folding another pajama top is too complicated, I shake up a cold martini and sit under the Chinese elm in my backyard. Whatever it takes to bring you back to that happy place. 4, get daily exercise. If I don't take care of myself, I can't take care of anyone else. My favorite form of exercise is swimming, and I return home feeling refreshed and ready to face my loved ones with a smile. And finally, 5, binge watching. There is nothing like a good story to take me away from reality. When all is calm, I'll binge a streaming series. I'm in a world far from my own. And until she passed away, my mother enjoyed spending hours reading the paper. And until the end of his life, my husband and I still hold hands and share laughter of tears each evening, and I'm glad for that time I had with both. Next, we have, I got a pile of credit card debt, and my credit score is sinking fast. Start here. Give your budget a reality check. It can be easy to lose track of your expenses, especially with automatic payments and subscriptions happening behind the scenes. For example, childcare was the biggest problem for a young couple, but they were surprised to learn that their car insurance and home insurance had doubled over the previous 2 years. Other categories that are skyrocketing include groceries, health care, electricity, and natural gas. What comes next? Once you examine your budget and cut back where you can, try to lower the interest rate on the debt, perhaps by consolidating it into a personal loan or seeing if you can transfer to a card with a zero interest transfer offer. You might also contact your creditors and see if they'll lower your rate. A nonprofit credit counseling organization, which you can find via nfcc.org, that's nfcc.org, can help you set up a debt management plan and may be able to negotiate lower interest rates and better repayment terms on your behalf for a fee. The Federal Trade Commission recommends checking out an agency with your state attorney general, a local consumer protection agency, before working with one. And then we have, I worry that my money won't last as long as I will. Start here. Estimate your life expectancy. Big reason retirees worry is that they don't know how long they have to make their money last. And none of us have expiration dates. The American Academy of Actuaries free calculator, if your parents and grandparents live long lives, you are in good health, chances are you will live to be 90 or 95. Add up your essential monthly expenses such as housing, utilities, groceries, insurance premiums, and any debt payments. Include irregular and less essential expenses like replacing your vehicle, and then add up your reliable income, such as Social Security, pensions, and annuity. To the extent you can match regular and variable expenses, it's great. But if expenses exceed guaranteed income, consider how much money you can substantially pull from retirement savings. One rule of thumb: if you have a well-diversified portfolio split between stocks and bonds, you can safely withdraw 4% of it in a year and then increase that amount in subsequent years to keep up with inflation. But that number is only a starting point. Very few people actually run out of money. What's more common among is to adjust your spending along the way. The question isn't just, will I run out, about how flexible can my spending be and when might I need to make changes. And then we have the power of numbers. And we have the number 231 that the Regal Cinemas at 231 Turnpike Road in Westboro has a new owner. A Hindu temple located nearby has purchased the property for $5.1 million. The sale ends a nearly decade-long saga that began when Regal Cinemas closed in 2017. Regal had been leasing the site and was paying the property taxes on the site. With Regal no longer a tenant, the town of Westboro was unable to find the actual owner of the property, which led the town to seizing the property by eminent domain in 2018. And then we have number 32, which is a common site along Park Ave for many years. Price Chopper on Park Ave has rebranded the Market 32 over the past months. The next step in the company's efforts to convert the majority of its stores and the rebranding effort, which started in August of 25, consisted of complete renovations including new decor, a focus on local products, and the addition of a hot buffet. I want to tell you that you have been listening to a special episode of An Older Voice presenting the Senior Scoop, a program produced by Audio Journal and sponsored by the Memorial Foundation for the Blind and the Massachusetts Commission for the Blind. This is Eileen, and I thank you for listening.
Is Bird Note. While Dara Wilson was working at the Smithsonian's National Zoo in D.C., she introduced visitors to the Amazonia exhibit.
You have to talk about every species, all the trees, all the frogs, and all the birds.
She would describe the song of a bird she'd never had the chance to see in the wild, the blue-gray tanager.
Their song, I think it's very beautiful, but like it's a very raspy song. I feel it was like tees and tsk tsk and multiple parts too.
But when Dara moved to Panama to work at the Smithsonian Tropical Research Institute, she heard a familiar song, one that she knew by heart already.
I heard that call, and it's like, I know that call. I know that call because I spent so much time teaching about it. I don't know if I cried, but it was kind of a tearjerker moment.
Encountering the blue-gray tanager in its natural habitat inspired Dara to keep learning about birds and to share that knowledge with others, helping people have their own light bulb moments.
As an educator, it's awesome to like guide and foster that journey for people. You never know where it will go.
Dara helps organize Black Birders Week, which celebrates the black birding community and hosts interactive events. Find out how to participate in this year's activities on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Connor Guerin.
What's your vision?
My vision is 20/200.
Light perception in the right eye and zero vision in the left eye.
20/200 at best on my left eye, and on my right eye, I cannot see.
No, I mean, what's your vision?
My goal is to become a journalist.
To be able to work.
Financial independence.
My vision is employment opportunities for all, including people with disabilities.
My vision is for all of my students to dream big.
That he become fully independent.
For my patients to live their best lives.
What's your vision?
What's your vision?
What is your vision?
At the Massachusetts Commission for the Blind, our vision is clear. We believe that all people who are blind or visually impaired should have the opportunity to work and thrive. To learn how we can help you meet your employment or workforce goals, call 800-392-6450 or visit mass.gov/MCB.